Prometheus the Godfather, a radio play by Eric Cobble. Produced and directed by Sanford Farrier. Editing assistance by Josh Fagan. With Mike Coppinger as the announcer, David Corrette as Zeus, Rebecca Kane as his secretary, Steve Sachs as Prometheus, Alan Haley as Epimetheus, Sherry Bonda as Hera, Joe Dominguez as Man, Shannon Muse as Woman, and Sandy Farrier as Apollo.
We have unearthed a new retelling of the Prometheus legend and how humans came to populate the Earth. So here for your listening enjoyment, the Mafia Players proudly present Prometheus, mythic hero or wise guy?
Zeus.
Yes.
Apollo the Sun God is here to see you, sir.
Send him in. By the way, that's a very attractive toga you're wearing today.
Ah, my good friend Apollo. Well, what, you couldn't park outside?
Zeus Corleone. This isn't exactly the best neighborhood, you know.
It's Olympus. It's the only neighborhood.
Look at these gold hubcaps. I had these specially made. They're not going out of my sight.
I understand.
And these flying horses, one of them gets stolen, my insurance rates, they go through the roof.
I understand.
Last time I was here, some kid spray-painted Norse gods forever on the side of my chariot. I'm not having that again.
I understand. Listen, why I asked you here. Come, look at my bedroom window.
That's a nice view.
Nice view. You could see the whole Earth from here. It's the nicest view. But what direction does my window face?
East.
East. And from where does the sun rise?
East.
Every morning, I'm lying in bed asleep. King of the gods, I deserve a little shut-eye. But what happens? Every single morning, whoom, you appear, dragging the full flaming sun behind you. I'm blinking, I'm winking, I'm nodding at the glare. This is not the way for the ruler of the gods to start his day.
You could move your bed over to this corner.
No.
You could hang curtains, a nice pastel.
No.
You could buy those little night-night eye shade thingies. They strap right over your eyes.
Or you could travel from a different direction.
You want the sun to rise in the west?
I'm saying it would be pleasant.
The sun can't rise in the west. The sun rises in the east. Everyone's going to be looking in the wrong direction.
They'll adjust. It takes time, but we adjust. Look at the metric system.
So is Corleone. I know you're the father of the gods, but...
Godfather, please.
Godfather. But this I cannot do.
Apollo, my boy, let me make you a counter offer. These steeds of flame to pull your chariot?
Yes.
They're beautiful.
Yes.
You love them?
Yes.
I'm taking... What a shame it would be if something happened to them.
Zeus.
They get tangled up, perhaps in a falling lightning bolt, for instance. Zip. No more horses.
Zeus.
You do not want this. I do not want this. What I want is to sleep in the morning.
I think the sun rising in the west could work out pretty well.
You are a smart boy, Apollo. Now, You take your fiery-footed steeds out of here before they decorate my carpet any further. And you enjoy pulling the sun. Yes?
Almighty Zeus, Prometheus the Titan is here to see you.
Send him in. And what are you doing for lunch?
Oh, Zeus.
Prometheus, my good friend, what brings you to Olympus?
Almighty Zeus, I got a business proposition for you.
Ah, would you like some vino?
Sure.
I had Dionysus make this special today.
You can still taste his feet.
You want a cigar?
Yeah, nice lighter.
Hephaestus made it for me. The flame could shoot up to 30 feet in the air. Watch this.
Holy moly.
You see all those scorch marks on the ceiling? My lighter. Now, what's your proposition?
Can you put out the Zippo first?
Done. Talk.
Well, you know my brother Epimetheus.
Epi's a very good boy.
Well, he's heading the whole filling the earth with living creatures account for the family.
And doing good work. You seen those little, the yappy, bug-eyed, hairless rat thing?
Chihuahuas. He's calling them chihuahuas.
Don't crack me up. He's got a sense of humor, Epi does.
He does, but I'm looking over the whole account, and I gotta tell you, something's missing.
What's missing? By the time you got chihuahuas, there's really nowhere else to go.
Yeah, you got all these animals scampering around down there, and nobody's running the show. We need someone in charge on the ground.
What are you proposing?
I would like to create a creature to manage our affairs on Earth. A go-between between the gods and the rest of nature.
You were suggesting in the middle of paradise down there, we create middle management?
I'm saying there's no way ants and llamas and puffins are going to pay you the kind of respect you deserve.
You have a point.
Someone's got to look out for us and them. I mean, look at the dodo bird. Who's going to take care of the dodo bird if we don't create humans?
Humans? That's your name for the project?
It's a working title.
And what are these humans going to be made of?
I'm thinking clay.
Clay. You have every material in the universe to work with, and you're going to make them out of mud?
It's cheap. If we're going to mass produce these things, we got to keep our overhead low.
Prometheus, my boy, here's my offer. You go ahead with your human project. If you can make these things self-sufficient so I don't have to keep stepping in to save their assets, then they can be fruitful and multiply. But if these things can't make it on their own, they're out of here.
Zeus, I will not let you down.
Don't, or I'll have to nail you to a mountain or something.
I think I should go. Epimetheus?
What? I'm working here.
It's me, Prometheus. Nice laboratory.
Out of the way. Look at this jar. You see this jar? A whole new breed of insect. Flies around, whines, sucks the blood right out of you, spreads disease, has absolutely no useful function. A total failure. I gotta lock it away before something. Whoops! Oh, now see. Now they're loose.
You're a butterfinger, Zeppy.
What? Are you laughing at me? Am I funny? Epi the funny god? Huh?
No, no.
I'm a clown to you? A little god clown? The Greek god of mirth at your disposal? Huh?
I got no time for this. I need you to do me a favor.
Oh, now you want the little clown to do you a favor. What's in the bag, hero?
Look, I made this.
Hooray. You want someone to admire your little pottery project? Go talk to Mom.
I call it a human. I'm giving it life today.
I'm already developing something like that. I call it a chimp.
I think this one can be something special.
Especially delicious. I'll tell you something. The lions are gonna have a field day with your guy.
That's why I need your help. These humans are gonna have to defend themselves and make their reputations pretty fast. I know you're doling out skills and attributes to all the creatures. Can you slip the humans a little something on the side?
How about extra noses? I got a whole crate of noses sitting back there I was gonna give to the whales. Great big schnozzes.
No, no, keep the one nose. Just give him something to set him apart.
15 noses per face, that'll set him apart.
Give them something that we gods have that no other animal possesses.
You want them to be backbiting, crass, power-hungry brats? I can do that.
Epi, I'm asking as a favor. You help the humans, and the family may be able to help you out someday.
The family. Always the family. Fine, fine, fine. I'll give your little guy something special.
I owe you.
But if I was a betting man, I'd still put my money on the dinosaurs outliving your puny human. Look at those tails, those teeth. That little peanut brain. I wouldn't be surprised if someone with a tiny little brain like that became leader of the free world someday.
Hello?
Prometheus. It's Epimetheus, down in the lab.
It's 3 a.m, Epi. What do you want?
It's more what you want. I kind of screwed up.
Cut to the chase.
Well, I was kind of handing out the last of the attributes, right?
Yeah.
Flight to the birds, claws, speed, and fur to the tigers, blubber to the walruses to keep them warm. The ability to mate 5 times a day to the rabbits. Just because I'm cute and I like to see more of them.
Where are we going, Epi?
Well, I got done handing stuff out. And there were your humans, just sitting there, naked. And I had nothing left to give them.
You ran out of attributes?
Cleaned out. I shouldn't have given immortality to the cockroaches. That was a bad call.
So what did you do with the people?
I let them go.
You what?
I set them free down on Earth. I figured I owed them a few hours of running around time before they went extinct.
Well, where are they now?
They are kind of in a tree. The wolves and leopards and hyenas are just sitting below them, licking their lips and waiting for chow time. And there's a ticked off koala up there with them, beating them with sticks and crap. They look pretty miserable.
I don't believe you, Epi. I ask for one favor.
Don't go busting my chops. I offered you the extra noses.
When are you getting more supplies?
There ain't no more supplies. I'm done. The Earth account is closed, brother. And good riddance. You want to come over for some popcorn? We can watch the people jumping around and yelling. It's pretty funny.
I gotta see Zeus. Goodbye, Epi.
Oh, hey! A Wolverine's heading out on the branch toward your guys. One of them's trying to pet it. Oh, this is gonna be great.
Who is it?
Zeus, it's me, Prometheus. I got a problem.
You bet you got a problem. You barge into my bedroom, middle of the night.
Zeusy, who is it?
Nobody, Hera.
Prometheus, what are you doing here? Can I get you some ambrosia?
He is not having any ambrosia. He's going home and he's calling during decent hours.
Every hour is decent when Prometheus is around. Aren't they, Prometheus?
I don't want it.
Wife, you get back to bed this instant.
Which bed would that be? The bed you haven't slept in the last 3 nights while you were out with that little tease Io?
This is not the time or place.
Can I just...
Excuse us, Prometheus. This is a private domestic matter.
As private as you flaunting your girlfriend all over Olympus?
That was no excuse for turning her into a heifer.
Just bringing out her true personality.
Guys, listen.
Stay out of this.
Zeus, the humans I created, they're up a tree without a paddle, or claws, or feathers, or anything. I need some gift to give them quick, before they're swimming with the fishes.
This is none of my concern.
Ask Io what kind of gifts he gave her.
Hera?
Zeus, I'm in a corner here. You gotta help me.
This was your account, Prometheus. If it brings dishonor to the family, this is on your head. The day I get involved with humans is the day I turn into a swan.
But
we will have no further relations with humans. Period. Now, I am going to bed.
Not with me, you're not.
Ah, look at me. I'm weeping.
Well, I'll give you something to weep about.
Zeus, you forgot your lighter. Wait a minute. What do gods have that no other animal possesses? Fire. I gotta get down to Earth.
I can't believe we're still stuck in this tree. Look, that one down there has sharp fangs too.
And the snake that wrapped around me, I don't think it's just trying to keep me warm. I can't breathe.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
A crane.
It's someone who looks like us.
He's scaring the animals away.
And the snake. Oh, thank the gods.
You're welcome.
Are you a god?
I'm just very good at what I do. Come on out of the tree. The animals are gone. You could have climbed down.
We didn't know.
I can't stay long. I just want to give you this.
That's a very pretty box.
It's a lighter. Inside this box is what will raise you above the animals and make you the most powerful creatures on Earth.
Good throwing rocks.
Pointed sticks.
Better. Here, let's take this branch.
I didn't know that came off.
You got a long way to go, you know that? Now watch. I open this lighter. Hold it to this branch, and you might want to stand back there. Fire!
Ooh. Wow. It's pretty. Can I pet it?
No.
Yow!
No, see, you can't...
Will it look good in my hair?
Don't! Put her hair out! Roll her around there. throw dirt on her hair. There you go.
You call this a gift?
You gotta use it right, you hairless ape. It'll warm you in winter, roast all your food, illuminate the darkest night.
I bet I could kick some serious butt with this stuff.
Yeah, well, I guess.
We can clear whole swatches of forest with this. Burn out everything and everyone who gets in our way.
Well, I suppose.
Look, honey, I'm master of the universe. Woohoo!
Watch it don't burn your arm hairs.
Listen, I gotta return the lighter before anyone realizes it's gone. You guys have tremendous power now and tremendous responsibility. Use it to raise yourselves and all your children beyond this world and the next. Dream as far as you can and let this gift take you there. Farewell.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Barbecue!
Welcome back, Prometheus.
Ah, you're awake.
I never got back to sleep, thank you very much. You hear that thunder? My dear little wife's still storming around. You've been visiting your little humans?
How do you know?
You smell like the monkey house at the zoo. I thought I told you to cut off all contact.
They were getting eaten alive down there, literally.
And for this you stole my lighter?
I didn't...
The leader of the gods may lose track of many things. His thunderbolts, his clean togas, his illegitimate offspring, but never, never his Zippo.
I was borrowing it.
I see. Then I think I must borrow you for a few moments. Boys?
Hey, hey! Who are these two goons?
Force and violence. They're here to escort you to my chariot.
Where are we going?
For a little ride. Get some fresh air. You're the god of foresight. You figure it out.
Where are we?
The Caucasus Mountains. I wanted to take you out past the edge of all civilization. I brought you here only because New Jersey hasn't been invented yet.
What are you gonna do? I'm a Titan. You can't kill me.
You stole my Zippo. There's no way you're getting off as easy as death. Boys, chain him to the mountain.
You're going to leave me out here in the storm, chained to a rock? That's your idea of a clever punishment?
Well, I think it's going to get pretty boring out here after a couple of centuries. You'll notice you didn't bring a book.
I don't care. I can always do some bird watching.
Bird watching. The bird's going to be watching you. In a moment, that eagle over there is going to fly over and peck your liver out.
Oh, you're kidding. What kind of self-respecting eagle would fly over to someone and... Ouch! Hey, stop that.
When he's done with your liver, he'll fly away. And overnight, you being a Titan, you'll grow another liver. And then guess who'll be flapping back the next day to peck that one out?
All right. A for creativity. You made your point. Ouch! Get out of here! Ouch! Hey, this is unsanitary.
After a few millennia of this, I think you'll be rethinking your decision to give my fire to your little people. Come on, boys. And Prometheus, don't just hang around here all day. Liver a little.
That's a good one, Zeus. Ouch! Ruler of the universe, and that's the best pun you can come up with? Ouch! Ah! You'll see. and the memory of Zeus is just a dusty, crusty footnote in some library, my little humans will be living and thriving and rejoicing. Ouch! Ow! Well, this stinks. What's that? Is that a horseless chariot?
Hey, honey, look! It's the god who gave us fire!
Ooh, get my picture with him!
Humans?
Can you get that eagle to stop flapping? It's gonna be all blurry in the photo.
Shoo! Scram! Say goodbye to the eagle.
Oh, thank you.
Honey, can you get me and Prometheus here and his... What is that? Your liver?
Yes.
Ew!
It'll grow back. Don't worry.
Ew!
Listen, how'd you get all the way out here? And what's with the horseless chariot?
It's called an SUV, your worshipfulness.
We drove out here to set up a new housing development. The cities are just getting too crowded.
Where you're chained, there's going to be a brand new mall.
A Gap Kids store right where your liver is.
You work fast.
We got urban sprawl to sprawl, you know?
And we owe it all to you. Without fire, we never would have come this far this fast.
I don't know how we can ever repay you.
You could unchain me from this mountain.
Oh, of course, what were we thinking? Sweetie, get the thing from the trunk.
The Chainbreaker 3000, coming right up. There you go.
Oh, I'm free. I'm free. Thank you.
Who did this to you?
Zeus, king of the gods. He's kind of spiteful.
Isn't there a law against this, Sugar Lumps? You can't just chain a man to a mountain and have an eagle rip out his liver every day. That's just rude.
It's so pre-Geneva Convention.
Well, he's the godfather. What are you going to do?
I'll tell you what you do. You prosecute.
Sue the jerk.
Emotional damages alone could total millions. Look at your liver.
If I ever turned on him, he'd do worse than chain me to a rock.
Not if he can't find you.
You mean?
That's right.
You can be the very first member of the Witness Protection Program.
I could, couldn't I?
Come on, let's see the feds.
I could change my hair color, my name.
Pat Metheus. How does that sound?
I like it. Let's do it. Let's nail that creep.
So to speak.
Come on, construction starting on the new mall.
Oh, look, the sun's coming up. A new dawn for the whole human race.
Or is it the sunset? That's the west, isn't it?
Why would the sun be rising in the west?
Who cares? We'll adjust. You humans are the greatest.
And we owe it all to fire. Thank the gods. Watch you don't step in the liver, honey.